Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for being here. So let me see. Because I don't see comments in StreamYard. I have to remember that. I have to go over here to my phone. Hello, Shawn and Bob. Thank you for being here. Yes, I'll certainly give you a message. I have a couple of different cards that I received. So I thought I was streaming on Facebook, but I don't see it. So I was going to share it. That's just Rumble. Okay. Anyway, I thought I was still live on Facebook. What was I going to say? Oh, I have the Cosmic Oracle card. And I know last week I had mentioned doing the charms, but and I had the Divine Animal Oracle cards. So, and I wanted to, so how's everything going with everyone? Let me get back over here. I know I'm like a deer in headlights. Ooh. Rumble viewers, log in and click on the live chat button. Yay! Live chat, and then I have a webpage, robinscosmicsoulfood.com. And we have KB378. Hello! If you could tell me who you... Oh, Kavita. Hi, Kavita. Thank you for being here. Yes, I have two new decks of cards. I love Oracle cards. It's another tool. I have a lot of tools that I like to use. I think it's fun. It's fun to play games and stuff like that. So I like doing that. And then that's just it. And so anyway, I thought maybe I was still on Facebook, Tiffany. You took me off of Facebook. All right. Well, I can't share it. So anyway. Back to the Rumble. I have to look at my phone now because I don't see the comments in Rumble. And since I'm taken off of YouTube, it's just making things are a little bit confusing. And I had some viewers tell me they couldn't get on Where am I? I'm not on YouTube, so I have to tell them I'm on Rumble, and I'm trying to advertise that I'm on Rumble, so and I forget. But I was going to read you something that I wrote in my spiritual journal. Hello, Ruth. Thank you for being here. See, and I have to keep looking at my phone. I'll get the hang of this. Or I need another screen, which I had. I had another screen before I hooked up to my computer. But then I think the camera was switching over to the other thing and it was getting confusing. So, yeah. Anyway. All righty. So, there's a lot going on right now. We're going through a lot. And we're learning. And so we're going through these storms to learn. Me, especially. I am especially going through storms to learn. To get out to the other side to see the rainbows. So I can teach others. So sometimes you go through things and it's making me burp. Ooh, excuse me. So that you can teach others. And so that's what I'm doing. I'm going to teach others how to heal because I'm learning how to heal myself and how to get healthier. And I mean, I never considered myself really unhealthy. And, you know, I never was on any medicines or anything like that. So I didn't have to, you know, see the doctors and stuff. So that was one good thing I had going for myself. But sometimes things happen and it just, you know, you have to learn to heal yourself, and self-love is very important. And so when you go through years of not really loving yourself, which I did, I went through years of not loving myself. I'm admitting it. We're human. And feeling like I was unloved. And once you start learning to love yourself, then other things show up. You learn how to be healthy and all different kinds of things. You just start loving more. More loving things will start coming to you too. And so I was going to read to you. I wrote in my spirit journal, and it's, I don't know why it's making my nose itch. I also bought an anxiety whistle. And so it's on this, it comes on this chain, and the actual whistle is like this, and it's in the tune of 528 hertz, which is the love hertz, and it actually helps you breathe better and doing breathing exercises. So this I'm learning because I realize I go around and I'm not really breathing, so I'm learning. I like to see how long I can do it, but I am a shallow breather, so I'm working on that. So let me do it one more time. I might annoy some of the people around me, but I'm going to go be blowing this everywhere. Ooh, if I'm caught in a situation, someone's acting like a, you know what? I'll start blowing the whistle at him. Love yourself, buddy. No. Okay. I lost the comments here, so I gotta get back on there. I don't know what happened. Let me go back over here. Oops. Oh, Candace, you're on here. She was going to come on here on Facebook, but I'm not on Facebook. So then come on there. Hello, Candace. Thank you for being here. Yeah, she had a birthday the other day. So that's great. Thank you all for the birthday wishes for her. So I'm going to read you a little something I wrote in my spirit journal for the show. Hello, beautiful souls. Thank you all for being here in Robin's Cosmic Circle. What is unconditional love? Unconditional love is love without judgment. No judgment to oneself or others. How do you love unconditionally? It requires unconditional acceptance. Accepting all of your scars, all of you, scars and all. Accepting your past mistakes. After all, your mistakes molded you into the person you are today. You've learned from all the storms and life choices. We have. Accept who you are and believe in the beauty you are becoming. Picking up all the beautiful pieces to make a beautiful kaleidoscope of wonderful new colors to show the world that you are beautiful just the way you are. You are the way you are, scars and all. Heal so you do not damage others with your toxic energy. See the beauty within. You made it this far and you are amazing. Find your passion and you will find your purpose in life. Shine your weird light bright with all your beautiful colors for all to see. The love you give will come back to you 100 times more powerful. Feed your soul. You deserve it. I love you. Love me. So that's my beautiful, glamorous spirit guide wrote that message. And so, yes. Whew. Alrighty. So I'm going to make a list of the people who would like a message. And we have Robert. This. I get to break out my new cards. First up, we have Robert. The cosmic oracle cards, and then we have the animal oracle of the animals. Animals, divine animals oracle. So let's see what's coming up for Shaman Bob. And if you're on Rumble, you can join the live. Because sometimes we comment and we're not really commenting on the live. And I will give you a message. Because I appreciate all of you for being here. We're also on Etsy. Shaman Bob with the dragons. Okay, here we go. Shaman Bob. Where are we moving to? I just saw a moving van in my head, of course. Is that for you? These are new cards, so they're being a little stiff. I might have to just spread them out and pick one, which I will do. Okay, here we go for... And I have another deck here. What you do if I sing out of tune, which I always do. I don't know why that song. Have a little help from my friends. Whoa.
We've got the one on the floor for you.
Wow. groundness. Okay. Where's the card that we pulled out of this one? Balance. Wow. Shaman Bob, you got balance and grounding. Wow, this is the balance. Balancing out your energies. Balancing out things. I feel like you have a lot going on. Ooh, or there's a lot coming up. Look at that card. So I'm going to look into this a little more for you. We are balancing. So much energy is being spent on others. It is time to replenish your own energy. Do you have a roommate? I don't know where that came from. So, the affirmation is, I am valuable, lovable, and worthy of love. You're worthy of the love that you give to others. You deserve it. And so your guides are telling me that you need to come into more alignment with your self-love. The love of yourself, your inner self, your inner child. And start doing some things that you really enjoy. I know right now it's cold and I don't know if you have snow. But get into some things that really feed your soul. Or just remember when you were a child and you would go and you would explore? And I'm sure you did, because most of us did. And start exploring, you know, when you go for a walk and you pick up a leaf that looks like a heart, you know, your guides want you to know that they send you messages in nature. And you got armadillo, groundedness. That just doesn't make a groundedness. Probably grounding is what I would put. But anyway, that's armadillo. Let me look this one up for you. Wow, that's like in Egypt. Look at that. Who are armadillos in Egypt? It's interesting. Now, I'm in the wrong book. I'm like, I know I read that as number 7. But it said something different. Oh, and both of these decks are made by the same company, I realized. So that's interesting. You got groundedness. Without grounding ourselves, we can become disconnected and flighty. So it's an important aspect to develop. Go to the basics first. Plug into the power of the earth. Avoid drama and situations. Sometimes we need to look at the flowers at our feet before looking at the stars. Humility and positive is a positive trait. Wow. So what does it say? Symbology. Old man with the cape of armadillo. Shield, armor. Ooh. Claws in the earth. Earth-based and grounded. Armadillos are grounded because they like to get into the ground. So the message I'm getting from here is, your guides are telling me you need to be more grounded. And I know you're listening to a lot of shamanic, tribal beach or whatever you want to call it. And I didn't know how to pronounce that word that I have on the tip of my tongue. We were talking about that earlier. We did a spiritual view show talking about how we're trying to say things and it's not coming up. Whew, it's coming out all wrong. So anyway, your guidance is telling me, even though the music you listen to, the different things that you're doing, you still need to be grounded. Grounded into the earth. And so I like to be outside and touch the trees and talk to my trees and be barefoot and stuff like that in the grass and now that it's cold, I have a grounding mat. And so what is my grounding mat called? But anyway, I'll look it up. I'll send it over to you, send you what I have. I don't know if you have one. It's making me burp. But you're talking about a grounding mat. Now, I feel like with you, I don't know if you're feeling a little stiff. I feel like with your energy, I'm feeling a little stiff. And so I feel like the grounding mat will help. And so that's another thing that you can do. So when you get grounded, you're going to start to balance out your energies. And everything is going to start to flow a little bit more. I'm being told that you're getting more messages and more new abilities. They're talking about these new abilities that you're getting. You're starting to have more of a knowing. So your guides want you to know that that stuff is opening up, but they'd like to see you get a little more grounded. So thank you for being here, Shaman Bob. Robert Myers. That was great. And my phone just went black. You're black. I live by myself. Yeah. So when I said a roommate, I felt like I was told that you had a roommate, or was that somebody else? But you're living by yourself. Whatever's going on, are you in an apartment? Because I see others around you. So I don't know if you live in like some kind of place where there's others close to you. That's just the feeling that I was getting. But anyway, thank you so much for being here. I appreciate you so much. And so next up, we have Kavita. Oh, and then we have Ruth on here, too. Let's see what we have for Kavita. Kavita, Kavita. All right. Let me get a sip of water. And so I've had a few people who wanted readings from me. And my guide slowed me down and told me that I needed to rest. And so I've been resting, so I'm back. And so I will get up to the ones that would like to have a reading. I will get back to you is what I meant to say. With the times, dates, or whatever works for you guys. And we'll do that. I just had to take a little time off. So I'm coming back to myself. Kavita, what's coming up for Kavita? Hey, I did these cosmic cards earlier. We did the spiritual view show. You can become a member. You can subscribe. And then we have a special show twice a month on Tuesdays in the afternoon. Kavita. So there is a man stepping forward for you. You know, usually I see females around you that step forward, ancestors that are females. For some reason, I see a lot of females, but there is a man stepping forward. He's smoking out of a... What is that? It's a glass thing. It's a glass pipe. It's like a, what is he, like a hookah type of thing. He's smoking. There's puffs of smoke. He's making rings of smoke. And I'm seeing that cat from Alice in Wonderland. I don't know why, but I'm seeing the cat from Alice in Wonderland. We are all mad here. Is that what that cat says? We are all mad. As the cat is blowing out puffs of smoke. That's what I'm seeing. But this man is sitting Indian style, puffing on this beautiful glass pipe. What is not a pipe? It's like a hookah. It's like a hookah, and it's beautiful with all these different colors. And it's got a long tube. He's puffing on that smoke. And the smoke that's coming out of that is different colors. So he has different colors of smoke rings that are coming out. I'm trying to figure out what the message is he's trying to show. Something about, as I looked at the water, I got smoke on the water, the fire in the sky. But that's not what he's trying to say to me. What is he saying? Clear the smoke. He's like, there's a clear vision coming through the smoke. So it might be look cloudy and smoky, but there's some clear vision coming through. Wow. Okay. I didn't even pull a card for that one. He just stepped right on through. He's wow. And what he's playing, now he's playing music and he's playing, I think he's calling it a mandolin. So he's playing a mandolin. Is that what that's called? All right. Let's see what we get from these cards. Kavita, Kavita. Wow. You got a couple of cards that came out of that deck for you. In this deck, we're going to shuffle again because just to be sure. These decks are really stiff because they're brand new. Especially this one. Ooh, unconditional love. Ooh, look at that. Which I know you have unconditional love for yourself. We'll see what that means in just a few minutes. And then you got power. Look at the deer. Look at how powerful that is. There's deer back there and she has antlers. Stepping into your power. You are actually pretty powerful. All the things, you've been learning a lot lately and you're really stepping into your power. And then you got transformation. So you stepping into your power is transforming you into, look, this is a sea otter. Sea otter transformation. Wow, this is amazing. Ooh, excuse me, and it's making me burp. So let me look here. Thank you, Robin. I live in a room in a house, rest of the building is apartments. Okay, that's where I'm seeing the people. Well, you're welcome, Robert. Thank you for being here. I don't know who that is. Maybe my floaters will disappear, hopefully. I'm glad you... Okay, so Kavita said she was glad I rested and she doesn't know who that is. Well, it's a man. So, let's see who he is. Let me just step into him a little bit more. So, he's smoking a pipe. He's talking about the smoke. The smoke is going to clear up. This is different colorful smoke. Different colors of smoke. So everything inside of you had to become cloudy for the beautiful colors to come out of you. He has elephants behind him. The elephants have beautiful jewels. So there's elephants behind him. And the elephants are kneeling down with their trunks up. They're kneeling down with their trunks up, kneeling down like they are like a curtsy. So they're bowing down. So the elephants, let me see. They have colorful jewels, blue. Blue is really standing out. The blue and the red jewels are really standing out. So the one elephant has rubies. And the other one is, what's the blue color? Aquamarine. They're talking about the aquamarine and topaz. It's really sparkly. Jewels that are coming out of off of these elephants. And he wants you to know that you're very powerful. And so he's like, what is he? He was telling me, he's funny. He's telling me that he's like, I'm the jack of all trades, master of none. But I am a master. So he's telling me he is a master, but he knows a lot. I have much knowledge. So he wants you to know he has much knowledge. And he's telling me that he is one of your spirit guides. So he steps forward as one of your spirit guides. And he is... He's stepping forward. I'm getting the Asian Indian feel off of him, but he's neither nor, he's telling me. He says, I am. I'm neither nor. I am everything all in one. So he's everything all in one, and he is helping you, and he's guiding you. So he wants you to know that he is guiding you. And that he listens to your prayers. So he's telling me that he listens to your prayers. So he's talking about the unconditional love. Unconditional love. So I feel like that's one of the things, like maybe growing up where you didn't feel like you were as loved, or you didn't feel the love that and maybe you brought that from a past life. The feeling of being unaccepted. Maybe that's what it is. I'm not trying to put your business out there. If any of this makes sense, sometimes I get messages all jumbled up. The ultimate lesson all of us have to learn is unconditional love, which includes not only others, but ourselves as well. I love all facets of myself and send my hurt, any hurt or wounds within me, love and compassion. So this is an affirmation. I love all facets of myself and send any hurt or wounds within me, love and compassion. Wow. Yes. Ellen, if you'd like to make a love donation, I have a Venmo here. And I think we have Rumble Rants. So since I'm not on YouTube anymore, I don't know how everything works. Well, that's interesting. So yeah, so maybe the things that we go through here and now in this lifetime are things from our past lifetime to learn how to love ourselves unconditionally is one of them. And I know that for myself. So trust me. I had to learn unconditional love. And sometimes you're put in situations so it'll teach you. So being in a narcissistic relationship taught me unconditional love of oneself, because you have to love yourself. If you know, you might not get the love from someone else that you deserve, but you are deserving. We're all deserving. So, and that being said, I do see a love relationship headed your way. And then you got power, the deer power.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Power! And so that's in this book. You are enough. You are worthy. Ethics are a part of building genuine personal power. Stand strong in front of bullies and hold your boundaries tenaciously. Be proud of what you have achieved, but humble in your outlook. You've come a long way, my dear. And so I don't know if you have somebody or you had somebody like a friend, I'm thinking, made you feel some type of way. Well, you know what? Friends don't do that. So any antler woman, dear, I don't know why. Deer magic is about personal power. When you feel powerless or small, imagine a stag with a crown of antlers standing by you, lending you its presence and strength. Deer energy is also great for healing a weak body and for going on astral journeys, as the Norse did in their magic. You're going on journeys. Yeah, or astral traveling. So your guide did step forward is telling me that you have been astral traveling in your dream. And they're giving you signs, messages, and symbols. He's talking about symbols. And next up, we have the sea otter. Wow. Here we go. Transformation is a true constant if we allow it. We can change our future and learn from our past. We should only try to transform ourselves, not someone else. As this is against free will, do not judge others too quickly or harshly. Relax a little and rise. You're rising up. You're transforming yourself. Yeah, so don't judge yourself. So I feel like sometimes we can be really hard on ourselves because things aren't working out the way that we think they should. Or what is going on with me today? I feel like, what is going on? So you have to change that. What am I learning from this? Okay, so this is happening for a reason. What am I learning from this? And then, or you can tell yourself, I know. Have that inner knowing. I know. Things are going the way I want them to. Things are working out into my favor. So I hope you can resonate with any of this message and take what you can. Kavita, and thank you for being here. And I'm really thirsty tonight. You're welcome, Kavita. Oh, yeah, eye floaters. And actually, I haven't had eye floaters in a while, and I'm doing a parasite cleanse. I went on a parasite cleanse and a liver cleanse, which also helps eliminate parasites. We have them in our body. We all do. And so I'm learning a lot about how the parasites cause disease. So, yes. Next up, we have Ruth. How much time do I have? I have plenty of time. Ruth. Gentleman. I'm still getting children's books, would you? These are the cards that just don't want to. Ooh. Nice. Yeah, these cards are from the same company, but they feel different. These are a little smoother. Oh, that just blowing out. So, you got Shadow Self. Look at all that energy that's coming off of this. Wow. And you got Gorilla, Peace. So sometimes you wish you could just have peace and quiet. There's so much going on. So let's see what the cards have to say about that. 28. Lots of energy coming out of you, my friend. So you have a lot of new things. But you got to be careful. You got to calm that energy because calm the energy for the new to come. So sometimes we have to learn to get rid of the old energy that we have all around for the new stuff just to start to flow. Unless you learn to face your own shadows, you will continue to see them in others because the world outside you is only a reflection of the world inside you. I am healed as I acknowledge all aspects of myself. You are healed. So there's a lot of hidden parts coming out of you, coming to the surface. So lots of new things are coming out of you. That's the message I'm getting. And not necessarily saying that you have to go within your darkness to see the light that you have because you don't know your light. You know your light. But we have the yin and the yang, the dark and the light. That's the message I'm getting. So balance is key here. Balancing out all those energies that are flowing all around. So, and actually, and I see this a lot with you. When your mother comes around, there's balls of energy, light, all around. So she's like the ball of energy. So I feel like I'm laying in the bed as if, okay, if I'm you, I'm laying in your bed. And I open my eyes and there's all these balls of energy that I'm seeing. So your mother is talking about the balls of energy. She comes with the balls of energy. Whew, and the light beings. She's calling them light beings, not holy beings. She's calling them light beings. I come with the light beings. We're upgrading your DNA. That's what she's telling me. So she's that all that energy that surrounds you. And you got peace. So really, you're going to start to have more peace within yourself. That is coming up. The gorilla. Gentle gorilla. Are they peaceful? I don't know. I always thought gorillas were loud and obnoxious. Now, I really thought that said a four, but it says a one. Because I went to four and it wasn't what. The gorilla is the number one card. To seek or negotiate for peace is a position of strength, not weakness. Choose peace rather than war. Strong leaders lead by example. The greatest kind of strength involves restraint. Don't judge a book by its cover. While gorillas, of which there are four species, are only found in Africa. That's interesting. So whoever wrote this likes to talk about the different types of the animals that are on the card, really. Everyone has heard of King Kong, so perhaps the idea of guerrilla magic inciting peace and sociability may be shocking. We know of the huge physical strengths of guerrillas, and they're very powerful. Ooh, incredible restraint. When you need to exercise to stay restrained or you need to be a peacemaker in a situation, call on for the guerrilla magic. Ask your guerrillas to step forward. They're going to come walking by. We're going to fix it all. All right, we need peace in this situation. The guerrillas are going to start talking and, you know, gathering together for the peace in there. You're like, children, calm down. I feel like all the kids and everything that's around causes this chaos. But you're very good at navigating through chaos. But your guides want you to know that you need to find some more inner peace so you don't have to navigate through all that chaos. Wow, that's interesting. Thank you, Ruth, for being here. So next up, I have Candace. Hello, Melissa Parks. Had to come watch here. Rumble kept stopping on me. Interesting. Hello, Nancy Ramsey. Thank you for being here. Had a hard time getting on Rumble. Yes, so I had some people tell me that last time. They couldn't get on Rumble. And was there something else? Which, and then Facebook wasn't loading. So today I thought maybe there's not a Facebook. You know, it started off a little slow. But yeah, I don't know what's going on with the Rumble. But anyway, I'm glad you are all here. So next up I have Candace. And then Melissa, and then Nancy, you can have a message too. Yeah, I'm sorry I'm not on YouTube anymore. They're just starting to be, I don't know. They're starting to be some type of way. Because they don't like it when I blurt out a song message. And really, what I don't understand is you see lots of people on YouTube making music and changing music that someone else already wrote. It's all over the place. And then all these dances to all these songs. Mariah Carey, if I have to see another Mariah Carey dance, I tell you what, you know, they're doing all that. But the minute someone blurts out a song lyric, they're throwing red flags. It just doesn't make sense to me. It really doesn't. Rant over. Candace, you get a cosmic message. Oh, see, that one came out. And then earlier, I had two stuck together. Cosmic message. And then you get a divine animal. We're all getting two cards today. Unless more than one card jumps out, then you get what your guides want you to have. Ooh, beaver! So you got the awaken card. Look how beautiful that is, Candace. And you got the beaver. Beavers don't build a dam. Don't give a... No, but anyway, they do. They're building stuff. They're working hard. You got the awaken card. It is time to awaken. Humanity needs your unique illuminating light. So you have a lot of special gifts and talents, which I know, but you have even more. You're not realizing everything that you have coming out of you. You're also very good at understanding the children that you work with. I am awake to the spark of my own illumination, liberated through love, illuminated by divine light. Oh, I keep forgetting the read associated chakras. So this is a heart, third eye, and crown. Ooh, maybe we need some rose quartz. I do have a rose quartz heart. I can make you a rose quartz heart. So anyway, unconditional love of yourself, your awakening. awakening to everything that's coming up. Love, love, love. There's lots of love around you right now. So with the 2024, I see lots of love. Divine love. That is beautiful. That's giving me the chills. Everybody just loves you, Candace. Work. So the beaver is about work. You are a worker. Okay. Work. To love your work is a gift. Find a balance between work and rest. It is worth aligning your work with your purpose if you can. Being positively mindful and mindfully engaged in your work, no matter what it might be, is healthy. Someone may be attempting to micromanage you at your job, and this is not an optimum way to work. Perhaps it's time for you to be your own boss. To love your work is a gift. I feel like you do love your work. I do. I do feel like maybe there's somebody that keeps trying to step in and tell you how to do your job. And I know you, Candace, you don't like people telling you what to do like that. So I feel like maybe somebody might be trying to step in there. So when you find it hard to motivate yourself or when things are not working out in your situation, beaver energy can help you. When you need help finishing a physical project or attracting a good crafts people, call upon beaver magic to assist. Well, yeah, I know you've been doing a lot with the work around your house and everything that you have going on, but I also feel like you take on too much and you do need to relax your energy a little bit. And so, yes, and don't let others prevent you from getting your duties done, too. So I'll leave that with you, Candace. Thank you for being here. So next up, we have Melissa. Melissa. Oh, let me blow my anxiety whistle. Melissa, thank you all for your viewers. Please like. Oh, yeah, please like. Give me a thumbs up. I thought she was telling me the show was over. I'm not ready to leave yet. Melissa. Ooh. What kind of. Fearless, being fearless. Ooh, I like that card. Melissa, fearless. Melissa Sparks. Ooh, you got the bison. Ritual. I know there's lights in here. Yes. Ritual. You got the bison and you got the fearless card. Ooh, let's see what they say. Be fearless. So this is what either coming up or things they were working on. We'll just see what it is. Do you really want to look back on your life and see how wonderful it could have been had you not been afraid to live it? Oh, you live your life. Yes, you do. You are fearless. So, the Great Spirit, give me the strength to embrace the fear within me with love, compassion, and light. So, I feel like you didn't get like that overnight. And I don't know. I feel like there's something on my nose. Oh, probably from wearing my glasses. Like a pimple. So I feel like you've come a long way since your younger days. And you are fearless now. So you worked really hard at to be fearless. So your guides are telling me that they're bringing in a little more challenging things your way. They want you to know that you're being called to be fearless. I feel like you're going to be somewhere and you're going to be speaking to people and you're going to be speaking like fire coming out of your mouth. Like when church, like the Holy Ghost is coming out of you. And I don't believe in organized religion. I don't like to talk about it. But I feel like you're going to be spitting fire at people. You're going to be so fierce. And I don't know what's coming out. But I feel like there's some kind of something. Maybe there's a meeting or something. And you're just going to be fearless. And you're going to be showing people how it needs to be done. That's the message I'm getting right there. How things need to be done. You're getting it done. Getting her done. Wow, that fierce energy is coming out of you. The dragons. Oh, I see the dragons around you. Ooh, and they're fierce, along with that bison. Live with authenticity and peace. Do not live how other people wish you to live. Your life is yours. Bringing the peace of ritual into our lives can heal us. Nourish yourself and develop habits that are beneficial and useful for you and your family. Well, I know you're living your life how you want to live your life. But sometimes people like to talk in your ear, tell you how they think things should go, and that's okay. The magic of the bison is an ancient one that asks us to put aside the everyday and connecting with the natural world and that of the spirits. Having everyday rituals is an important touchstone for mental and spiritual health. Keeping to a good, positive ritual habits for ourselves is something which we, the bison, can help us. The bison is helping you with your fierce energy. Wow, that's amazing. And I do have a male stepping forward for you. Woo! Wow. And I feel like what he's showing me is snow and tubing and sledding. So there's sledding and snow. So I know you live in Florida, which sounds weird, the snow. So I don't know if you were up north in the snow, but yeah. He's showing me the snow and he wants you to know that he loves you and there's more coming out, but I'm running out of time. And I'll have to get up with you. Find out more that's coming out of him. But yes, if he really knew, he didn't understand life. So this is for Nancy. Right. Do we have you, Nancy? Yeah, Nancy. Nancy, you got hope. Woo! Look at that magical card. And you also got the armadillo. Groundedness. Yes, getting grounded. So, talking about hopes and wishes. 16. Behind the passive dark clouds, the sun still shines bright. So you have a lot of magic within you. There is hope after all. So, yes. So you're being guided. So your spirit guides are giving you deeper clarity into situations. So a deeper knowing. So that's coming out. More of a love and understanding is coming out. More of an unconditional love for yourself. And family. So I don't know if you're helping family right now. Some I'm seeing family. So the message I am getting is family. And there is hope. They want you to know that there is hope. So let me see the armadillo. I'm an armadillo. You are a spiritual being. Oh, that's the wrong one. I'm on the wrong one. But you are a spiritual being. Without grounding ourselves, we can become disconnected and flighty. So, yes. Whew. So, there is a lot of stuff going on around you. So your guides want you to make sure that you stay grounded. Grounded. Sometimes we need to look at the flowers at our feet before looking to the stars. Ooh. Yes. So there's a lot of new things coming your way. Your guides want you to connect with Mother Earth a little more. And you're going to start to get new messages. And so, yes, and I'm sorry, you guys, that I was running out of time, but there is hope in every situation. So, here we go. Melissa Parks is over there now. So, let me give Sue a message real quick. Sue, thank you for being here. Let me give you a cosmic card. I know people have been having issues. Facebook wasn't coming on. And then just different things. And yes, I'm not on YouTube anymore. So thank you, YouTube. Communication. Look at that card. So I'm going to read it. Is that a rat? Kind of looks weird. But anyway, communication. Not that I have anything against rats. I had a friend who raised rats. Actually, they're very nice. And loving creatures. To be truly heard, you need to practice the art of listening. I am humbled and patient in knowing that to be truly heard, I must first truly listen. So your guides are giving you messages. They want you to really listen. And sometimes there is so much going on and we're just getting all out of whack. But we need to center ourselves and truly listen to the divine messages that we are receiving. And sometimes things happen so something new can come through. So I have an appointment on the 31st and hoping it will go very well financially. Oh, yes, it will. I will take. Okay, so Sue, it looks like a rabbit. Yeah, my guides are trying to get a hold of me. Yes, your guides want you to stop and listen. And they're telling me it's going to go very well. Don't overtalk. So maybe I feel like out of a nervous, you would like to talk. But you need to listen a little bit. And I think things will work out smoothly. So they are listening to you. Your prayers, your wishes, your hopes, whatever you have going on. And financially, I think things are going to turn out really well for you. Thank you all for being here. This was a great show. And sorry I got to spend a little more time with others but than some of us. But I'm going to work on that. And I was in the beginning like a deer with headlights because there's a lot going on. And I have to look at my phone to read messages on Rumble. So I'll get better at it. Hey, we're learning here. Thank you for being here. I love you all.
Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed the show.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.